everybody good morning, and he hopes that all of us, through the ultimate Buddhist, will cut the root of existence, and through the relative Buddhist, that we will not fall into the extreme of mere pacification, and in this way we'll be able to benefit all sentient beings.
Also ich habe noch nie in meinem Leben ins Deutsche übersetzt. Ihr müsst etwas entschuldigen, falls ich da irgendwie ins Stottern gerate. Also Rinpoche wünscht jeden, uns allen einen guten Morgen. Und er macht, er hat den Wunsch, dass wir dadurch, dass wir das absolute Bodhicitta entwickeln. Das heißt, die Wurzel von Wurzel der Existenz abschneiden und dadurch, dass wir das relative Bodhicitta entwickeln, das heißt nicht in das Extrem von nur Frieden fallen, dass wir dadurch
So all the meditations within the Mahayana system can be summarized into two, either under the ultimate bodhicitta or the relative bodhicitta. The second type of this bodhicitta is the way to counteract a negative-oriented mind, that is a mind which wants to defeat others and benefit oneself. And these are the methods of love and compassion and bodhicitta which makes our mind positive and flexible. So in the Mahayana system one has to develop love and compassion for all sentient beings. It's not of much benefit just to develop love and compassion towards those one likes, all one's friends and relatives. One also has to be able to develop love and compassion towards those one doesn't like so much, enemies and people one dislikes. And if one is able to do this, to have love and compassion for all sentient beings, then one has the love and compassion which is meant in the Mahayana system.
Zu dem Zeitpunkt, wenn wir den edlen Pfad erreichen, wird diese Liebe und das Mitgefühl sehr stark werden und sehr ausgeweitet werden. Und dann fällt es uns auch leicht, mit Liebe und Mitgefühl alle Arbeiten zu erledigen.
Pamba Chembo, Tokwa Chembo, Toki Chembo Sonre. Pamba Chembo de Carre, Nom Momba Tang, Hibs a Drepa, Pacha, and Jepa, Sapet Senna, Pamba Chembo de Tele, Las a Pamba Toya Yamare, Tama Pacha, and Jepa Sapet, Caso Pamba Chembo Sigre. Tokwa Chembo de Carre, Tokwa Chembo de Gunzo Tanto, and Dange de Pichu, Tamkin, Munsum de Zepa. Then
Lapin Tella,
So then what, when one reaches Buddhahood, then love and compassion is perfected. So in general, the Buddha is taught to have three types of qualities. He has the ultimate renunciation, abandonment. He has the ultimate realization, and he has the ultimate compassion. This word compassion is an honorific word of compassion, so we could maybe say noble compassion for a Buddha. So what is meant with ultimate renunciation is that he has given up all veils, all the veils of the afflictions, all the veils covering what is to be known, as well as all the habitual tendencies for these veils. And so in this way, there is nothing else to be given up. There's nothing possibly else which could be given up. So in this way, he has mastered given up renunciation. And the second quality he is endowed with is that he has the ultimate realization. And with ultimate realization, he means that he sees all phenomena directly. So he sees all phenomena without exception in a direct way through direct valid cognition. It's not that he has to infer or conclude that something is like this. He can see it directly. Like, as they say in Tibet, it's like if you have a sesame seed in your hand. In this way, he sees all phenomena as clearly as this sesame seed in his hand. Then the third quality is the ultimate noble compassion, ultimate noble compassion, which is the perfection of love and compassion. Traversing the Mahayana path, then one has to examine one's own mind, whether one actually, through meditation on love and on compassion, if one is actually able to do this in the correct way. So how is one going to see if one's mind is turning into a more positive state? This one can see in one's intentions. If one has the wish that oneself and those one likes, if one wants oneself to succeed, to have great fame and to be successful, and others one doesn't like, it doesn't matter so much, it's okay if they are defeated, then this attitude is still a negative oriented attitude. Then it means one hasn't turned one's mind into a positive state through the meditation on love and compassion.
Lam je dokso yinba sen na tene te zopi tango yore penna na zu lo jong tuen tuen ma dang jar se la lin tar ji sampa ten yin ji le wu jisu dang ma samu yore tene che par da ripa lam tan ten na tene jar se che pa len ze pe chun chuk che mo yang yin ji ke jo yang yore teso la tene sampa ten yin ji gong gu pe chun chin da ripa yang yore teso
So So if one has analyzed one's mind stream and find that one's mind stream is still caught up in this negative way, then one has to know that this is in contradiction to the Mahayana path. So what is one to do then? Then one can study and study different texts. For example, one can study and use the text called 7 Points of Mind Training. And one can read and study the 37 practices of a bodhisattva. Also in the Jewel Ornament of Liberation, there are 2 chapters, one explaining love and one explaining compassion, which one can read. Then if one prefers a more logical approach, then in the Pudichayavatara from Shantideva, there is a more logical approach presented to love and compassion. It's presented the reasonings why it's necessary to have love and compassion. And in this way, one can study these texts and through them be able to change one's more negative-oriented attitude into a positive one's. If that is not possible either, then one will go astray from the Mahayana path.
Nato sosu jiwa senjin ji sende chode jipa yore. Chode, chode jipa re. Chode ma roya la le lao yore rang yin di ma roya. Ya roya la kale kabu yore yore. De yin to nato danda. Norbe lam la roya la de le lao yore. Yang dabe lam la roya la kale kabu yore. Cho jin to trangwa nam bezo chimbo se. Better shook him from the yard in the local cabula. Third running in general. Sinking the same day, then he sent a local lamb, novel lamb, running in general, the chothorn and over him. Young double lamb and roll lamb baits or chimbo over it. Tepa gobri, hira gobri, zundu, tepa hira zundu, mina, young double lamb and local cabula. Normal lamb, chothorn and over him, the running in general. This and another same may have to give a good.
So in the case of us ordinary beings, then one could compare our mind streams to water. Water is something which naturally flows downwards. It doesn't flow upwards. And it needs quite a lot of effort to make the water flow upwards. So in the same way, our mind streams, they very easily can mistake path and everything starts going downwards, whereas a perfect path is very difficult to follow. And in order to be able to follow such a difficult a perfect path, then it means that one needs to do a lot of effort to follow that path. It's like trying to make to take water up. It doesn't go up easily. It always wants to fall downwards. So, and this effort consists of faith. It consists of intelligence, and it consists of diligence. So, this is the effort one needs to travel a perfect path.
총총인은
So if one just has a little bit of water, then this water is only flowing downwards very slowly. Whereas if one has And it's quite easy to reverse that flow. Whereas if one has a huge, strong river, then it's quite difficult to reverse the flow of that river and make it flow upwards. And similarly for sentient beings, if they want to be famous, if they want to be rich and have everybody...
If they want
to be rich or are very rich, if they want other people to bow for them and they want to be like a hero, then this mind is similar to a huge river. It's very difficult to reverse that mind. So in this way, one has to analyze one's mind and see, is one flowing downwards or is one flowing upwards?
Popa chenpo, senpyo chenpo, jere yo mara nondra chenpo yo ma. Apo son? Tene rang na, rang yuntin chenpo cha. Tene rang na, yuntin chenpo ma chenpo yo. Rang na, jo chenpo cha, loma mangpo cha, kol mangpo cha, rang na jabjur sengi no mangpo cha na, tene nga rang, rang popa chenpo cha go yore. Popa chenpo cha kwa la tene, tene nondra zo vore. Daba? Rangda ranga so jarul sepa yenda yenge so pambal sepa lega so tene sanje sepa nondro chimbo so ba tenga so hako ko nondro kane zi so ba ma so tepa chibi langu hiyo te nondro kane zi so ba te tangbo ne hako ko ba.
So how is this example compared to Mahayana practitioners? This is for example, if a Mahayana practitioner, he doesn't have a very large retinue, he doesn't have students, he's not very rich, then it's quite easy for him not to be caught up in these things. Whereas if a Mahayana practitioner, he becomes very famous, he becomes very rich, he has many, many students and a big retinue, then he also becomes very self-confident. And through becoming very self-confident, he might risk to make mistakes. And through this self-confidence, he might suddenly want to he might want to triumph or succeed over others and defeat others to get his will.
Alamiyore, yopo tan yomo chobe manamiyore. Deso chini tan gupa chibu yobare. Yopo tan yomo chona rang naja yo mare. Naja chonga na tinte tepa chibu lana gada yungu mare. Pumbor chobe naba manamiyore mebare. Yopo chobe manam. Tinte chobe. Tinda yopur chupa manamira. Jase kevale, dan and lujin, tinda, bakuinja, tinda jovajo. Tins is yopu yuma. Da, dane, kevala, dan and lujin, simjin, tinda. Ja, mina, young Tado Yankee, this is. Then a rampur porchona, naja, yer, naja, la tebe, then a yendala, then a Tado Yerati, you know. The Manam Tela, Gubatimbo.
So therefore also there are many Mahayana wishing prayers, and in these wishing prayers one wishes to become the servant, male or female servant, of all sentient beings. And Rinpoche thinks this has a very great importance, because if one has a wish to serve all sentient beings, then one will be free of pride. And by not having any pride, one won't easily do acts which are in contradiction to the Mahayana. There are very few wishing prayers where one wants to become a master or leader. And for example, Shantideva has made a wishing prayer where he says, may I become the servant for all sentient beings, he says. So if one wants to be the servant for all sentient beings and in this way avoid pride, then also other disturbing emotions such as jealousy might not occur so strongly. A little bit might occur. Whereas if one wants to be a leader, then very easily one gets pride, and also very easily one will have jealousy and other disturbing emotions. If one has sunk in the waters of samsara, it is very difficult to go somewhere else. Ah, xian de zhou ge kao yin.
Xian de zhou ka.
Water flows naturally downwards, and it's very difficult. Rinpoche made this a verse. I can't do that in English. So water flows naturally downwards. To reverse it is very difficult. Similarly, a mistaken path is very easily to get on, whereas the perfect path, to enter a perfect path, is difficult. Therefore, through analyzing one's own mind, engage in a perfect path.
Jikten je khana nontor chempo te chempo sobe sobe re, ma chempo,
ato ma. Ayas. So therefore, in this world, since the biggest mistakes are easily to do if one is in a very powerful situation, or if one wants to be very powerful, therefore one must analyze one's own mind to avoid these faults connected with this. And also one can do wishing prayers to avoid this these faults. For example, in the Sangbuchibe Munlam, there is one prays, one wishes to always be free of mistaken paths. So in this way, ultimate bodhicitta deals by purifying one's own mind stream, by purifying delusion. And ultimate bodhicitta is the wisdom which realizes emptiness. So through this wisdom realizing emptiness, then one is able to purify the stains, one is able to purify one's delusion. So this is what the instructions on the ultimate bodhicitta mainly deals with. So our mind is covered by veils, it is deluded, and this is due to not realizing the ultimate truth. So if one, and that's why one is deluded, so if one realizes the ultimate truth, then one is also able to purify oneself from this, from these veils, from this delusion. So for this course, the topic is Mahamudra, Mahaati, and Majjhamaka, and these systems or paths deal with the realizing the ultimate truth. So
it's the means to purify you.
Oh yeah, and these systems present the means to purify one's stains, to purify one's delusion. So So in this class we have three types of languages spoken. So for those who don't understand either of these or some of these languages, then at the time of a person speaking a language one doesn't understand, one can focus one pointedly on the sound of that voice. So by focusing on the sound, which is sound and emptiness, then one-pointedly, then this will be become a very good samadhi. And while listening to the teaching in the language one understands, then one uses one's precise knowledge to analyze what is being said.
Goma tela ndolok tang ngalok nire. Ndolok goma tela ta ti goma la chetang goma la rangtong tang yindong nire. Goma rangtong te chungkor sonje nanen kolo palpa hirap ye paru tu simbe dode rinpoche namje gombare. Lopon ten gombo lorup, sab lopon ten gombo lorup. Tan gombo lorup ju loma arya dewa pakpala ni zore. Tene tan lorup tan lorup ju lorju le ranju tan tanju ni zore le talam ranju ju tawa rutuji.
So in the Mahamudra tradition, there are two. In the Madhyamaka, sorry, there is two systems: the Sutra tradition and the Mantra tradition. And within the Sutra tradition, right? There is the self-empty school and the other empty school. And the teachings for these schools are mainly given in the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma, which mainly deal with the Prajna Paramita teachings. And the two main teachers for these systems were Nagarjuna and Aryadeva. And from the students of Nagarjuna, then two systems developed, the Svatantrika Madhyamaka system, or the Rangchupas in Tibetan, and the Prasangika Madhyamaka system, or the Taljurpas in Tibetan.
Then dole hiram nyingpo le zog tongpa wo tongpa nyi zog so songpa le. Zog tongpa wo tongpa nyi zog so songpa se na, tenen ko tang kolo papa ta na zog tongpa nyi re, tongpa nyi teyang zog te le yin ma re. Tene tanda di kapso zo kang yinba te tongba tan tongba ni zo ki songba se na tene chwe tangche tangdong yinmi to tenba re.
So in the Prajna Paramita Sutras, in the second wheel of the turning of the Wheel of Dhamma, there is said that form is emptiness and emptiness is form. So in this way it's presented that whatever is form is emptiness and whatever is emptiness is form. And there can be no form without emptiness and no emptiness without form. So in this way it is presented that all phenomena is the inseparability of appearance and emptiness. So this Svatantrika Madhyamika system, they are divided into two main schools. One is called the Svatantrika Madhyamika system, or the Dodi Chupa Uma. And this system claim that outer phenomena have a relative existence, and in this way they accord with, relatively speaking, they accord with the Sautantika system. Then the second type of school is the Yogacharya or Yogacara Madhyamaka system, who do not claim a relative existence of outer objects, but accord with the Chittamatra system. So there are many expanded explanations on these two systems, but today Rinpoche will explain them from the verse from the Umajin, which says, "These things that we and others speak about, in actual fact, are free of any makeup, involving one or else involving many, thus have no solid nature like reflections."
Sera mawe lola, tini zuma dutri chami dakhiba kriti chami ton tambar ke len bata, ton tambar tabar ke len bata. Dode pe chinsin kun namdo gata pa chinsin tamche madu nayam, namdo gata pe ye, ning ta pe ye ranzi ton tambar, am yang tapar tabar da bata. Senza ba namje sedon Sir, don't the madrupa madrup nayan zumze nijitombe rare dendok dendaba tan. The so kanga laka together. Yin sijite yin sirupanam ji yang mubu dendok the kailens of madava mambu yere. The so kanga dendapaka means rekukonika dati yin and with the da chichin. Mubode look the Kelemba, Kangakani, Serur Pakapa Maze, Rande, Randi, Walla Somere, Tiangari. Somebody.
So, what is meant in the line which says, "These things that we and others speak about"? So, within the Buddhist tradition, that means we, there are three systems who claim an ultimate existence for entities. So the first system, the Chittagmavas or the Vaibhashikas, they claim that that there is a truly existing a part in outer objects, a part which has no, it cannot be divided any further. It's the, it's like an atom. It's the smallest part of entities, which entities are made up from, which truly exist. And they claim that there is a truly existent moment of consciousness. So then the next school is the Dodepas, the Sautantikas, who claim that the all phenomena which are a mere imputation by concepts, all phenomena who has a general characteristic, they do not exist ultimately, but they claim that phenomena who have a concrete characteristic, these do exist ultimately. Then there is the Chittamatra system, which although they do not claim any existence of outer phenomena whatsoever, they view the self-aware the self-awareness which is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver, this they view as the ultimate truth. So these three Buddhist systems are refuted in in this verse, and also it says we and others. So the others are all the non-Buddhist schools. There are very many who in various ways claim true existence of entities. So both the Buddhist schools and other schools who claim true existence of entities are refuted in this verse. Other systems can all the various systems who claim true and a true existence of entities. There are extremely many systems, but they can be summarized into two different views. Either those systems who view permanence, or those systems who view extinction. So, for the non-Buddhist systems who have a view of permanence, then they either view that there is a creator, a truly existent creator such as Indra and so on, or they view that there is a truly existent self entity, that there is a truly existent self. The other view, the view of extinctions, there is one school who is called the Jhampinpas, I don't know in Sanskrit. But, for example, they view that only this life has a true existence. They don't claim previous lives, they don't claim later lives, they don't claim any gods whatsoever. They just say that this life is truly existent. So this is an example of a view of extinction. So in this verse from the Umajen, then all these schools, both the Buddhist schools and other schools, other non-Buddhist schools, are refuted. In that, this verse is actually a logical argument where you can say, given these things that we, that is the Buddhist schools and others, the non-Buddhist schools, talk about, i.e. as being true, they do not exist with an inherent nature. They do not exist truly because they lack a nature of being either one or many, like a reflection. For example, like a reflection. And Rinpoche says there are other examples one could also use. One could also say they are like a dream appearance, or they are like the moon in the water. So Rinpoche here will apply this reasoning of being beyond one and many to suffering and disturbing emotions. If one wants an expanded study of this Svatantika Madhyamika system, that one should study the different texts which these systems have, the Svatantika Madhyamika texts and the Nalgyor, the Yogacharyan Madhyamaka texts. And also one can read the book Progressive Stages on Meditation on Emptiness, where the Svatantika Madhyamaka view is explained and the way to meditate. But we won't have time to go into all this now, so Rinpoche will just explain how suffering and disturbing emotions are not truly existent.
Nana Donga Kaye Resana Tene Donga Te Tene Ranga Lula Tempa Donga Longjo La Tempa Donga Drala Tempa Donga Nila Donga Tempa Donga Jenny Chuse Toya for my human, Chuse Tempe Doma. Deva? Then Lama La Tempe Doma, Lama La Loma La Tempe Doma, Las of a Tam, Madame Mam, Hajam Mambuji, Dona Jana, but Madame Mambuja.
What of it?
So, what are the all these sufferings that we and other sentient beings have? There are many types of sufferings. There are the sufferings based on one's own body. There are sufferings in connection to material wealth. There's suffering in connection with enemies. There's suffering in connection with friends. There's suffering in connection with one's Dharma practice if one doesn't do it very well. There is suffering in relation to following a lama. And there is suffering in relation to
the lama does not has suffering with his students.
And there is suffering in relation with the lama student relationship. Types of suffering.
Number Madawa can lay in a young girl. Don't have the chick than to murder in their body. Tambo chickling their body, you think, Carlos enough. David don't have God's had a yoma. Mamba don't have Madoka a yoma. Tatar the donga kicking my thing. Cheno, Tatar the donga there kicking my chick, Madoka. Carlos enough. Tanda dunga chik dro madroba re. Chik madroba jumtien karayasa na, tata dunga dela, tene chahiya se na, hajang chaba se jyo re. Hajang chaba te madroba se na, tangbo dunga chik mewa re. Naso ngalang na dunga chik doksa wada, ina chik te mewa re. Chik madroba se na, ta chik dro na, dunga denpa dropa chik yo na, chik la tuipa tuma yang yo re. Chik madroba se na, tene tuma yang madroba re. Chik ta tuma yang yin depa re. Kande re, pen na kande re. Malam je dunga ta re. Malam je dunga te, kunsup to, nam to nipa wangka dunga je chava ji re. Ina yang nelo mama la chik ta tuma yang yin depa re. Chik ta tuma yang yin depa se na, malam je dunga la mo yo ma. Na mo dok samba de ram, ma chu ram ka nam to chupa.
So, whatever type of suffering one chooses to engage oneself with, then they are all beyond the nature of one and many. So, in which way are they beyond the nature of one or an entity? Well, if one looks at the suffering, how can it not be one thing? The suffering of the past has already gone, so this is not suffering anymore. The suffering of the future has not yet come, so this can also not be suffering. And the suffering of the present moment, then this one has to analyze. And if one analyzes this very present instant of suffering, then one will discover that this instant is can be divided into many parts. These parts themselves can again be divided into many parts, and so on, until one discovers that this present moment of suffering, which one thought of as being there, actually cannot exist. There's not one suffering in the present moment possible. And because one moment of suffering is not possible in this present moment, then also many moments of suffering cannot be possible. If one could find one truly existent moment of suffering, then also many moments of sufferings would be possible. But since one cannot find this moment through analyzing the different parts of the moment, then also many sufferings or many moments of suffering cannot be truly existent. So what is this suffering? It's like the suffering in a dream. The suffering in a dream is one's own concepts, it's one's own deluded concepts which creates this suffering, whereas in actual fact this suffering lacks any essence. It cannot be said to be there in the dream with its own essence.
Tujuh tamak kecil macam tu, tujuh tunggu ini dia. Dia yang taruh tele yang cawa iya na jadang tong lah sofa, iya tu boleh. Tujuh iya umpuk kapso, tene cawa tele dongan yo mare, nyuwa yo mare, tene dongan macam tu. Dia sampai. Dia sekolah di Minggu ada. Tunda. Tunda kecil macam. Kecil macam tu, kecil malam mampu itu. Tujuh tamak. Tujuh tamak kecil macam tu, tujuh tunggu ini dia. Dia yang taruh tele yang cawa iya na jadang tong lah sofa, iya tu boleh. Tujuh iya umpuk kapso, tene cawa tele dongan yo mare, nyuwa yo mare, tene dongan macam tu. Dia sampai. Dia sekolah di Minggu ada. Tunda. Tunda kecil macam. Kecil macam tu, kecil malam mampu itu. Tujuh tamak. Tujuh tamak kecil macam tu yungzhen di shen na dine dada dunga la mo yun ma dunga jing yun.
So within the Buddhist tradition, when one speaks about time, then the shortest period of time which is possible is called the, I mean literally it's called the finger snap, which is the end of time. But it means a very, very short instance. And for example, a finger snap can be divided into 64 short moments. 64 short moments. And this is the smallest instant possible for the mind to for the mind to be aware of. The mind can only be aware of a short instant, as short as one of these 64th instances of a finger snap. But logically, it can be divided into, this finger snap can be divided into hundreds or thousands of parts. And in this way, one can analyze that even these parts, which can be divided further and further, cannot be truly existent. And also the emotions in those instances cannot in the same way be truly existent. So in this way one can analyze that present suffering is not possible.
Malam yin the chick that Tomeran yin and the Ebbasa Denbar Madoba, Hirabi Yang Yang the Jeba Zohore, then Donga Denbar Madoba, Mihitina, Mihite, Dongala, Ta, Dongaje, Nelo Topa, Nelo Topa, Tavare, then they gom, Dongaje, Nelo Gomna, then Donga the Trotova, Tango Tavako.
So whatever suffering one speaks about, then this suffering can be proven to be beyond one and many. It cannot exist as one or many. So this suffering is like the suffering in a dream. It lacks a true existence, which could be said, why this is the one or this is many. So, if one analyzes this, one has to analyze again and again with one's precise knowledge, and gain certainty about this fact that suffering does not truly exist because it lacks a nature of being one and many. And when one has attained certainty about this, that the suffering lacks a nature, then this is the view. Then one has the view of the nature of suffering. And having this view, then one can meditate on the lack of nature of suffering, and in this way become free of the suffering.
Donga ngô mẹ bà la đem bà đi khen bà trú bà lô chê mi yên sô mà trú bà tông bà nhìn nè tông bà sà Donga ngô mẹ bà la đem bà đi khen bà trú bà lô chê mi yên sô mà trú bà tông bà nhìn nè tông bà sà Thế xong Thầy đá khổ lông
Hạ khổ xong
Ôi
Em to cling to this suffering which lack and truly exist in essence as being true, this is the deluded mind. Until one has become free of delusion in the expanse of the unborn, one should meditate on emptiness.
Rinpoche macht daraus einen Vers, einen zusammenfassenden, der sagt,
So this suffering which lacks a truly existent essence, this is the suffering lacks an essence because it is beyond being one or many. So even though this suffering is not truly existent, it lacks a true existent essence, then we cling to this suffering as being truly existent. And this clinging is the deluded mind. So this is like a deluded mind which has a dream and clings to the suffering in the dream as being true. So until one has freed this delusion into the expanse, the unborn expanse, so the Svatantikas, they claim unborn. They view, their ultimate view is an unborn or an expanse beyond arising. So until one has freed this clinging into this expanse which is unborn, then it is necessary to meditate on emptiness. So how is the, how does one proceed in meditating on suffering as being empty? So first one has to analyze the essence of suffering, and through this one one establishes certainty that suffering lacks a truly existent essence. And when one has become completely certain about this, then one rests in this void, in this voidness, in this openness like space. So here Rinpoche has briefly explained the main points about the view and the way to meditate in the Svatantika Madhyamaka system. If one wants to have a more expanded explanation on this, one can read the progressive stages on meditation and emptiness, and through this get a more expanded explanation on the view and the way to meditate according to the Svatantrika Madhyamaka system. Here Rinpoche has explained the main points.
Ome bala dembar jembar turnu yeme yenzo marurvan
So in the afternoon, Rimuji will explain the Prasangika Majjhimaka view.